Today's daf is Dmai Daf Chaf Beis, and we are on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph on top. This Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Dvar Weinfeld. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are in the sugyas of the second parak of Masechas Dmai in Parak Elu Dvarim, towards the end of the second parak. And we had the Mishnah last time that spoke about certain kulas. The whole parak is a kula. The whole Masechta is a kula. Demai hakalon sheb demai. That was the first parak, right? The whole gzeira of demai is a chumrah to be mafrish, even though rov amei aretz ma'asrenheim. But we are makel regarding certain types of items. That was what the first parak spoke about. And the last Mishnah that we had was that certain types of people we might be makel for. Nachtomin. People sell foods commercially. The Chachamim were not machayev them to be mafrish. The Mishnah said shumis meiser and challah. What does that mean for us? Well, normally, what does Demai have to take off? Shumis meiser and meiser sheni. Those are the only two. Meiser rishon, you get to keep. You get to mafrish and then get to keep. And meiser ani, you get to be mafrish and get to keep. Because I'm motzei mechaver alav araya. So the only two are shumis meiser and meiser sheni. So the Mishnah was makel by nachtomin because, as we said, quoting from the Gemara in Yuma, the Pnei Moshe quoted it on the Mishnah, that the governmental officials made them sell at a very low price, and therefore they're not going to make too much profit. So Chazal said, you know what, you're not going to make too much profit. We don't have to make you, you don't have to do the schlep to take on Meiser Shady to Yerushalayim, because that would be an added expense. But that was the Nachtomin. The Chenvanin that sold in smaller quantity, the Mishnah said, they're not allowed to sell to Mai. They have to be mafresh. Again, the Nachtomin didn't have to take off Meiser Sheni. The buyers had to take off Meiser Sheni. And it was known that the buyers would take off Meiser Sheni. But the Chenvanim would not be able to sell Dmai. They would have to be mafresh themselves. Right? The Marafolda had said on the Mishnah, two days, either because they sell in small quantities, they make more profit. So they make more profit, so Chazal didn't have to be mako by them. Or number two, because they sell in smaller quantities, so children come to their stores and buy, and the children are just going to eat it when they get it. So therefore, we make the sellers take off. That was line number two. Or line number one was Nachtomin versus Chenvanin. And then, just to remember the Mishnah, because it's going to come up, the Mishnah said that if anybody sells, whenever anybody sells in large quantities, they're allowed to sell Dmai. I guess similar to the Nachtomin, anybody who sells in large quantities, they could sell the Dmai. And who are these people who sell Bemida Gasa? Sitonos Umochre Tfua. That was the end of the Mishnah. Wholesalers and Mochre Tfua. So now we get back to the where we are up to on Chav Beis and Aleph on top. So we just spoke about a machlokes between Reb Elazar and Reb Yochanan about answering the stira that we're not going to get back into right now. Hachenvanin ein rashon lechol d'mai. So the Mishnah said that Chenvanim are not allowed to sell d'mai because we say that they're, like we said, either they're going to make a lot of profit, they're making enough profit, or the children. Chavrai b'shem Reb Elazar d'Rabbi Meir he the chevra. Right, the Rabbanan said, in the name of Rabbi Lazar, the Mishnah must be reflective of Rabbi Meir. And we always like to say it's Rabbi Meir, right? Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So isn't the Mishnah Rabbi Meir's opinion? Why? The Rabbi Meir in the Tosefta. Rabbi Meir in the Tosefta says, you judge people based on their profession. Right, the Tosefta, in the third parak, the Mara Folda here quotes it here. The third parak says, according to Rabbi Meir, only a wholesaler, gets to have this kula of not having to be mafrish demai. Even if a yachid sells in large quantities, then he has to be mafrish. Right? That's Rabbi Meir Shita. And it goes by your profession. If you are a wholesaler, then you can get away with it. But if you are not, if you're a yachid or if you're a chenvani, right, you're a private seller, so then you would have to be mafrish. The Chachamim there say, no, you go by what you're selling. If you're selling a lot, you're selling a little. You're selling it in large quantity, then you do not have to be mafrish. You're selling in smaller quantity, then you do have to be mafrish. So the Gemara at first thinks that our mission is like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir Amar, because Rabbi Meir is the one that said in the Tosefta, lo hitira limchor d'mai ela l'siton belvad, only a siton. A seton is somebody who by profession sells in large quantities. So maybe only he has that kula of selling to buy, which means not having to be mafresh meiser sheni, right? The Mishnah said you have to take off Chumas Meiser. We don't mess around with that. But Meiser Sheni, so isn't the Mishnah reflective of Reb Meir's opinion of the Tosefta? Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Look at the next line of the Mishnah that we just reviewed. The next line of the Mishnah doesn't say that you go by profession. It sounds like you go by what you're actually doing. Hey, Reb Yossi, v'hamasisa pliga. Look at the next line of our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Elu heina mashpim b'mita gasa. Who are those that sell in mita gasa? Kagona sitonos u'mochre tvua. Havi yischaranin. It sounds like there are others. There are other people. Whoever sells b'mita gasa, whoever sells in large quantities, has the kula of not having to be mafresh everything, not having to be mafresh ma'aser sheni. So it can't be Rabbi Meir, limited to Rabbi Meir of the Tosefta, because it sounds like from our Mishnah that no matter who sells in large quantities, they have this kula. So Gemara says, you're right, that's not the comment of Rebbe Lazar, that it's Rebbe Meir's opinion, is not connecting the Tosefta to our Mishnah. It was said in a different context. Amar Yossi, lo al hada, Rebbe Lazar, Amar hada milsa, not regarding that, Rebbe Lazar, was this said, ela al hada, but it was said about the following. The following, brisa connects to, Rebbe Meir. The Tanya, we're going to have a brisa that says you go by what actually was sold. And that would be, and that's what Rebbe Meir says, and that's what we're connecting. But Tanya, as the brisa says, when do we say, we're going back now on the first line of the Mishnah. This brisa is explaining the first line, where the first line of the Mishnah was the Nachtom. The Nachtom has a Ptur. The Nachtom doesn't have to be Mafresh. So, when do we say that the Nachtom is Ptur? So you might say, because he's a Nachtov. No, this price is saying it goes by what he actually sold. Bizman shehu mocher bechanuso. If he's actually selling in his store, so he's selling big. Oh, al pesach chanuso, or right outside his store. So that's when we say that he has the patur of not having to take off by Sersheni. Avalamaya mocher bepalter. But if he's selling bepalter in a smaller bakery, right, we have the concept of pas palter by pas akum. O bechanuso, shu smuchala palter, or a different store, ma'aser ala kol. If he's selling in smaller quantity, so he has to be ma'aser ala kol. Right? The go by what actually was sold. Right? Maybe if you sell at the store or smucha le palter. Maybe then, remember the reason, if you sell in large quantity, that's where the governmental officials make you sell cheaply, at a cheaper price. But if you sell in the palter or the smucha le palter, then maybe they wouldn't find you, or they wouldn't force you, and therefore you'd be able to make a better price, and therefore you wouldn't have the ptur. And alech avraya b'shem Rebbe Lazar, regarding this brisa, du Rebbe Meir hi. That's where the chevra said, the rabbi said, that it is like Rebbe Meir's opinion, right? This Rebbe Meir, which is says that you go by what you actually sold, not based on your profession. At the Gemara, we take out the next 8 words. Hey, did Rebbe Meir? Which Rebbe Meir? Which Rebbe Meir are we talking about to connect to this price that you go by what was actually sold? So it'll be the Rebbe Meir in the following Mishnah. Hahi detanina labasra. It's related to the Mishnah, Remeir in the Mishnah, that's coming up in a few minutes on tomorrow's Daf and Daf Chaf Gimel. But before we see which Mishnah, let's just make one or two comments about this. So there's 2 days of the Gemara, 2 stages of the Gemara. The first stage of the Gemara says you go by profession. You go by whatever your profession is, that's when you have the kula. People who usually sell in bulk, so then they have this kula, and you don't sell in bulk and not. And then the Gemara changes and said, no, you don't go by your profession, you just go by what was actually sold. So in terms of profession, we know there is a major machlokas tanum about having a profession. Right, is that something that we encourage? Right, the Gemara says at the end of Maseches Kedushin about teaching your son a profession and the different types of professions that are frowned upon and looked happily upon. But famous machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the 6th parak of Brachas Lamanei talks about whether it's an ideal to have a profession. Right, and the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan biyasafta deganecha. There are 2 Gemaras. This is one of the Gemaras. What does it mean? Yes, Ganecha. We say in Shema, you shall gather from your grain. Since it says that Torah should never leave your mouth every second of the day. And you might think that take the words literally, right, that you shouldn't have a job. Tabalomar v'yasata de ganecha. Hanheg v'hem minag derech eretz. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, Torah im derech eretz. Right, that's the language comes from the Gemara. Before Rav Hirsch, right? It comes from the Gemara. Brachas lamed hey. Minag derech eretz. Rashi, shim tavo li deitzorech habrios, sovcha li batal mi divrei Torah. Rashi's lashon is, if you don't get a parnasa, then other people are going to have to support you, and they're going to be mevatel Torah themselves. So, says Rabbi Yishmael, the ideal way, and this is what the Torah says, v'yasavta d'ganecha, and that's the pashup shot of Shema. Right? Im shemoa tishmua mitzvosai, v'yasavta d'ganecha is in the part of Shema, of the first half of the second paragraph, which is the positive. And Rabbi Yishmael ben Yochai Omer, Rabbi Yishmael ben Yochai says very famously, Efshar Adam Chorish B'Shas Harisha, V'Zorea B'Shas Zeria, is it possible that somebody will plow during plow season, and seed during seeding season, V'Kotzer B'Shas Ketzira, V'Dosh B'Shas Disha, all the Lamentes Malachas, and thresh during the threshing season, V'Zorea B'Shas Haruach, and winnow at the time that the wind is blowing, Torah Matei Olea. So what's going to be with Torah? It's always busy season. If people are always involved in what they need to be involved in the fields, Ella says, Reb Shimon Bayachai, Bizman Shi Yisrael Otsur Ratzon Hashem Makom, when Bnei Yisrael are following the Ratzon Hashem, Melachta Nasis Aydei Achirim, they won't have to worry, they'll be supported. They'll be supported by the other nations. If they're doing it, they're connected to Hashem, you don't have to worry about anything. Shneamar, V'amdu Zarim, strangers will stand up, Ratzon Hashem, and shepherd your sheep for you. The Gomer, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. Ubizban she'ein Yisrael osir v'sor Hashem v'alkom. It's only when we're not following the Ratzon Hashem, then we have to go to work. Malach t'nasa said, de'atzvat she'ne'emar v'yasavta d'ganecha. Right? That's part of the ein Ratzon Hashem v'alkom. Tosfos points out here, that's not what it sounds like in Shema. In Shema, v'yasavta d'ganecha sounds like it's in the bracha part of Shema, not in the negative part of Shema. Right? So that's what the Rishonim deal with here, how you work that out. But you see, it's a machlokas, whether one should be connected all the time or not. But again, the Gemara ends off by saying that many follow Rabbi Yishmael, and that was successful. Right? Harbi also Rabbi Yishmael also biyadan. And Harbi also Rabbi Yishmael, and that is the normative practice. Normative practice is that, what does it say in every ksuba? That the husband is going to support the wife and take care of the wife. Rav Palm points that out. Says if there's anyone who at any time in their marriage are getting supported by the wife and sitting and learning, that's all the Fnei Mishuras Hadin. And every single day the husband has to thank the wife and say, I know this is not something that, it's my responsibility, but you are helping me out and I thank you very much for it. Rav Palm says, just read the ksuba. That's what the ksuba says. And then everybody's ksuba. And that's about an umnis. That's the Miseches Brachas Daf Lamed Hey. Again, a huge topic. Just to read one more Mar Makom, and that is the Hakdama of the Chachmas Adam. The Hakdama of the Chachmas Adam, who also wrote the Chai Adam on Or HaChayim, the Chachmas Adam on Yoredeya. He has an amazing Hakdama there where he talks about, he was a businessman. He was a businessman, at least for many years. And he says, many people out there might be whispering, who am I to write a Sefer? Who am I to write a Sefer? V'hine yadati ki yislach ashu alai. They whisper about me. V'yomru, degam shol ba'neviim, is shol amongst the neviim, halozeya ish yadanu bo shahaya misochare haaretz. The Leipzig, Yoser mitesvav shanim, he went to Leipzig for 15 years. He was a businessman. The Taraso Emes Nazis, who was he to write a Sefer? V'atora he'ida, doesn't the Gemara say, lo me'ever layami, shini mitsuya lo betagranim, v'lo besachranim, Dalacha achi, says the Chachmas Adam. Kinesiati lo merchakim lo haya lekabit osher chalila. I didn't go to gain riches. Yo'id alav adon hakol. Rak lafarnes b'nei beisi. I went to make a living. I didn't go to get rich. V'yerusha hi biyadi mi'avosai dekedoshim. I have a mesorah that, and he quotes all of his Zedas, that they had a vision many hundreds of years ago. He fell asleep while he was learning, and his grandmother came to him, Toysat Sadekas Gedola, V'yomra lo dabini shenigzar davar, v'harbe tarachnu levata v'lo hoel. Al-kachat seymana ir, l'machar gilazos v'nitzolo kol ha-shomim, derek ha-yamav, you will not make a profession from Torah, you will make a living. And that's the Mesorah that we have in our family, as a whole, all the generations. So this is what we do. Ubarach asher asa li anefesh aseh me'odi shlo le'ahov mamon. Baruch Hashem, I don't have a nefesh that loves gashmias and love. So he talks about the defense, about how he is able to write the Sefer. And then he says, Ki bini yasi, and this is a chizik for anyone who's in, just because we have a parnasa doesn't mean that we have any less attitude in terms of the commitment that we have to Talmud Torah. And he says, ki bini yasi l'derech, daiti aleha. When I was on the train, right, going there, or the wagon, whatever he was on, 1700s, my mind was on it. Ubi shivasi b'chanus, daiti aleha. When I was sitting in the store, in the booth selling something, I was thinking about Torah. V'teisi li shafilu b'shas masu umatan. Often, I was in the middle of a business deal, I couldn't get a sugi out of my head. Pavim harbe ha'isi daiti aleha. Behir her pirish o kushya. Uvipra p'shisha mitzvah zaseisha kasafti b'chelik alav. I was thinking about one of the mitzvahs to me, Dios. And therefore, recognize that I'm not saying this for my gaiva, I'm just saying this that you take my sefer seriously. And you don't think that, oh, he was a businessman. And he says, Abalachar Yishav Adas, Baruch Hashem, Huchser li Avedasi, V'yo'idu Alay HaSochrim, Shafilu Beis Nesiyasi B'Leipzig, Lo Manati Likachimi, Gemara, Umikra, Umishna, V'afilu B'shas Yerid, Kimash Lamati, B'chol Yom, Daf HaChetzi Gemara, Chutz Mishnayis. V'chayi Roshi, I'm not writing this in order to be Mizgaya, Kimani Umachayai. Right, I'm just writing this so that you can learn Torah. Okay. Anyway, that's the Chachmas Adam. In terms of, you know, even if one has a parnasa, like the Gemara here is talking about different parnasas, about the sitones and chenvanis, one would recognize that Torah is the goal, living a life of Torah and Avodas Hashem all together, and one figures out exactly the best way to do that. Fine. So the Gemara said that maybe our Mishnah is likely to be mayor of the Tosefta because he goes by who had this parnasa. And the Gemara ends up saying that no, it doesn't go by that for mayor. That the comment was about Rabbi Meir on this brisa. The Gemara on this brisa, this on the Tosefta, that says that you go by what was actually sold. That's Rabbi Meir. And which Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Meir of the next Mishnah? Now we get to the second to last line. Back to what we're up to. Hadid Taninan. We get back to Labasra. It's connecting to the Mishnah on Tamar's Daf. What does Tamar's Daf say? Rabbi Meir Omer. Esha Darko Limadid Bagasa. If somebody usually measures Bigasa, somebody usually sells large quantities. Umadadu Badaka. And he sold at a certain point in small quantities. We're going to go with the Gruz Girsa. Flip it. Tfela gasa ladaka. So at this point, at this sale, the gasa is tufel to the daka. Meaning you go by what was actually sold. Even if you always sold gasa, large quantities, and here one day you sold in small quantities, okay, so today you're going to have to be mafresh demai, including Meister Shani, because today you sold in small. So you see from this that you go by what was actually sold. Tini Rebbe Chia Kain, and Rebbe Chia also says this, Eshadaka lima deid bagasa umadado badaka. If somebody normally sells bagasa in large quantities, umadu badaka, and he sold in a small quantity, tfela gasa ladaka. Right, we switch to the girsa again, the gra switches it, the gasa is tafel to the daka. Vechein paltar, and also the paltar mida daka, a paltar who usually sells in small quantities. Vechanus mida gasa, and the chanus, somebody who sells it usually in a store, usually sells in a large quantity. Tfela, if the person in the chanus sold in a small quantity, tfela hi agasa ladaka. So then the gasa is tafel to the daka, meaning you go by what was actually sold. And that's what this Mishnah, on Tamar's Daf, tells us. And it's that Rabbi Meir that we're connecting to the other quote of the Tosefta that we just had about Bamed Verma Murim, if he sells in his chanus or Pesach chanuso, but not if he sells in the palter or smucha la palter. Period. We're trying to push Rabbi Meir in, as we know, the Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, all the Stam Mishnah, Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Sifri, all of them, V'kulan Ali with Rabbi Akiva, but Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. We always try to connect to that. Rabbi Meir was unique amongst Tanoim. Remember that Gemara in Erevin in the Bavli on Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says that really we should always follow like Rabbi Meir. He was the smartest and the sharpest. Amar Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Galui V'Yadua Lifnei Misha Amar V'Haya HaOlam. It's Galui in front of Hashem. She'ein B'Doro She Rabbi Meir Kamoso. That's an unbelievable statement. Who was in the door of Rabbi Meir? That was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. There were major, major personalities in the Dara Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, it's known that there was nobody like Rabbi Meir in his generation. Then why don't we always possibly like Rabbi Meir? Why weren't we kovei halacha like Rabbi Meir? Shelo yachlu chaverov la'amod al sav daito. He was too sharp. Too sharp, Rashi. Lo yachlu lahavin be'eze dvarav nechonim u'be'eze ein dvarav nechonim. He used to say things that were opposites. Shohaya no sein da'as miyushav v'hagun al ein halacha kahalacha. He used to explain every shita out there, the ones that we passing like, the ones we don't passing like, and he gave svaras, everything sounded great. At the end, he could explain every shita, right, that, amazingly. Shahu omer al tamei tahar, umar aloponim al tahar tamei, umar aloponim. He used to explain why tamei things should be tahar, why tahar things should be tamei, and the tamidim couldn't handle it. They didn't know. They were convinced by everything. And the Gemara says, Tana lo Rabbi Meir Shemo, Ella Reb Nehorai Shemo. Really, Reb Nehorai was Rabbi Meir's real name. V'lama nikra Shemo Rabbi Meir. Why was he called Meir? Because he Meir, he lit up the world. Shahaya Meir Eine Chachamim Bahalacha. And he lit up the world of Torah with Halacha. So really his name was Meir was his nickname. And really Nehorai was his name. So then the Gemara says, no. Reb Nehorai Shemo. Maybe Reb Nehorai wasn't his real name. On the side here it says this is a different comment. This is just about a different Reb Nehorai that wasn't his real name. So the question is this a hamsha? Because the Gemara just said his real name was Nehorai. Now, oh, Nehorai wasn't his name. No, we're saying Rabbi Meir's real name was Nehorai. But there was another Rabbi Nehorai that they called him. That wasn't his real name. That's what it says on the side. Lo koya Rabbi Meir el al Rabbi Nehorai hamuskar b'talmud. Lo Nehorai shmo el Rabbi Nechemya shmo. V'em lo Rabbi Elizabeth Arach shmo. Right? Was he called Nehorai? Sheman here eini chachamim b'halacha. So it could be Rabbi Meir and Nehorai. Both of those mean light. Right? So both of those great rabbis, those were nicknames given because they lit up the world in halacha. And just one more line. Amar Rebbe, hai demachadadna mechavaroi. That which I am sharper than my colleagues, dechazisei l'Rabbi Meir meachore. I once saw Rabbi Meir. I once saw Rabbi Meir from the back. I saw Rabbi Meir from the back. Ve'ilu chazisei mikamei amachadadna tvei. If I'd seen Rabbi Meir from the front, I would have been even more. Bechadadna tvei. Dechsiv v'hayu enecha ro'os asmarecha. Right? Just to see the godless. Remember, Usher Weiss once quoted a story from his Rebbe, Sanz Kleisenberger Rebbe. He says that he once told him that he sat on his Rebbe said he once, when he was a little boy, sat on his grandfather's lap. And, he was talking about and he started crying, the grandfather. And the grandson says, why are you crying? He says, I'm jealous of you. He says, you're jealous of me? Why are you jealous of me? You're a big, Rebbe and you have a lot of Talmidim and I'm just a little boy. He says, I saw the Divrei Chaim. Says, I saw the Divrei Chaim, so I should be jealous of you. You saw the Divrei Chaim. I never got to see the Divrei Chaim. So he says, no, I saw the Divrei Chaim, and look who I am. You're not going to have that taina upstairs. Oh, you didn't see the Divrei Chaim. I saw the Divrei Chaim, and look what I've accomplished. If I saw the Divrei Chaim, I should accomplish even more. You never saw the Divrei Chaim. This Gemara here. He says, I saw Rabbi Meir. Imagine the, if I would have seen Rabbi Meir even more, the front, then I would have even more. But this is Rabbi Meir. Then the Gemara talks about a Talmud Rabbi Meir had, maybe who followed his derech, right? Sumchis. Shaya Omer akol davar v'davar shel tuma arboim v'shmona tamei tuma. For everything that was tamei, he said 48 reasons for tamei. V'akol davar v'davar shel tara arboim v'shmona tamei tara. So maybe he got the right from Rabbi Meir. He said, explain tamei things tamei and tara things tahar. And then Talmud v'asakai b'yavne that did the opposite. Shem mitara sasheretz b'meya v'chamishim damim. He gave 150 reasons to be mitara the sheretz. These are Rabbi Meir's Misora was tricky, and that's why the Gemara says that he was very sharp, and some Talmidim couldn't handle it because of the sharpness. But either way, Stam Mishter Rabbi Meir, and that's what our Gemara goes into. We wanted to connect Rabbi Meir to our Mishnah, but at least we connected him to the Tosefta. We continue. So now the Gemara gets back to Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. So why is it we said in our Mishnah that a Chenvani is Chayef, right? The one who is mafresh and big, right? Nachtomin or putter from full hafrasha. Remember, they have to take off Shumas Meiser, they just don't have to take off Meiser Sheni. Those were the two. But the Gemara says, Chenvanim are not allowed to sell Dmai. The chenvani has to be mafrish beforehand. Why? So we already said this outside, but now let us see it inside. Mara Folda quoted this on the Mishnah. Chavrei b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ebnei atinokos lo yechlin tevel." It's for the kids, because if you sell in small quantities, then kids might come into the store. Kids normally come into the store, and they're not going to be mafrish. So that's why you have to be mafrish before you sell. Shelo yechlin tevel, so that the children do not eat tevel. Rabbi La b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. So that was the Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. This is Rabbi La b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi La said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Mida daka. Why do you have to sell? Hova mocher mistaker, hamocher mafrish. Right. When you sell in smaller quantities, so you're going to be very exacting in what you sell, and if you're going to be able to make more money, so you have to be mafrish. Mida gasa, if you sell in big, large quantities, hova lokeach mistaker, in that case, because the lokeach, is mistaker, and he makes more money that way, the buyer is mistaker. I mean, the seller makes less money. Halokeach mafresh, then the lokeach is mafresh. So, machlokes, what about Rabbi Yochanan? The Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi La b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. If you look in the Tel Torah here, he quotes that, well, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? So, machlokes, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? But if you look in the Tel Torah here, he quotes, maybe Rabbi Yochanan said both, and he wasn't 100% sure. Because if you look in, where is this? This is, next page. The Tel Torah says, Nirad Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shnei Ta'amim, the Chavraya Shamu Mimenu Tamzeh. The first time you heard him say the first thing, that the kids are going to come. Rabbi La Shamu Mimenu Tamacher. Why does Rabbi Yochanan need two reasons why the Chavani would have to be mafresh? Both because the kids are going to come and you have to be mafresh for the kids, and number two, because he makes a lot of money from it. Nirad, Demeyaz Heruni Chacham Echad. The Tam, the Rabbi Yochanan, Mitpeya Tinokos, the Rashba writes in the Vendor Yivamas. Yivamas Kuf Yudal, that's the big sugya of, how much do I have to make sure that my children do not eat not kosher, or do an Avera, or if they're doing something, just let them be. It's not me. It's not me. So that's the sugya of Machilin, Nevelos Lakatan or not. So that Gemara, Yivamas Kuf Yudal, Hamutalacha Lakatan Isidrabanan, Vidmayu Drabanan. If it's only Drabanan, so that's the Rashba says there, you can't be Machil, nevela to a katan if it's daraisa, but if it's drabanan, it's okay. So here, this is drabanan. So this is drabanan. So do I have to really be nervous about that, right? If it's demai is afresha drabanan. So that's why maybe that's why the Rabbi Yochanan didn't just say the first line. Amna marash bazal sham kasev zed dafkel mandar katan ochan nevelos peitzim im suvin lafresha be drabanan nachtid and dargo mutalachil biyadayim avol mandar amar katan ochan nevelos. But there is an opinion that says bezin has to be mafresh them even by nitzah drabanan. So then, you know, then maybe he wouldn't be able. And if you look at the Gemara there in Yevamis, Rabbi Yochanan sifuki misafkalei, he wasn't sure. Katan ochon nevelos ibezim musuvan lafrisho. V'koyhacha gamatchilei v'koyhachi gamatchilei. So Rabbi Yochanan had to give two reasons, right? So this Tal Torah connects this Rabbi Yochanan discussion to the Gemara in Yevamis Kuf Yudalid. Rabbi Yochanan wasn't sure about katan ochon nevelos, whether lebezim is musuvan lafrisho or not, and that's why he had to give the two reasons here: one about the children, and one about the money that is made. Fascinating. Okay, says the Gemara, and that's a big sugi about katan ochon avelos. The Shulchan Aruch in Shemim Gimel and Aruch Chaim talks about it. We'll see if we have time for that, or maybe better Shem next time. But now let's continue first a little bit more. Masisa Masai Ladein, Masisa Masai Ladein. There's a brisa that supports each of these opinions. Really, it's not two brisas. It's one brisa with two lines, and each line supports another opinion. Again, one opinion is, why does the chenvani have to be mafrish? Because the kids are going to come into his store, and they're not going to be mafrish. He has to be mafrish for them, to protect them. And number two, because the chenvani makes money. He sells small quantities, he makes money from each one. So therefore, if he's making the money, he has to be mafrish. Matisa, Messiah LaChavraya, so the first line of the Brisa supports the Chavraya, which is the first opinion about the Tinokos. Rim Nechemya Omer. Again, what does this line mean? Every mafarish will give a different pshat. We're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pshat. Nice, smooth pshat. Eshu duf tafel ledaka kedaka. Veshu tafel legasa kigasa. You go by what is normally sold. A person who usually sells, let's read his lashon. If somebody usually sells daka, he always sells little by little. And then he has some left over at the end. So he just sells the last bunch gasa. He still has to be mafresh because he usually sells daka, and therefore there are kids that are always in the store. So even if the last time he's going to sell a bunch at a time, but there are kids that are always in the store, and therefore you have to be nervous that the kids are going to buy it. And therefore he has to be mafresh, even though he's selling at what's left with mida gasa. So it's whatever, it's tough. And if you usually sell in large quantities, right? If you sell in large quantities, then even if you sell a little bit of quantity at the end, so then you don't have to be mafresh. Because there are no kids there anyway. Kids don't frequent your store if you always sell in bulk, and therefore you don't have to be nervous. So that line of the Braisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. The first Rabbi Yochanan. Chavraya b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. They go by, it's the reason for the children. Masisa Messiah Rabbi La. Have the other opinion, is supports Rabbi La. Tanar Yishol Benosh Rabbi Yochanan and Baruch Omer. Mada lo bedaka. If he measured out in small, Chayiv, afila lo madad lo ela sa'avarova. Even if it's mostly big, but he still sells some small also, so achlasar is also arova. You have to be mafresh for that small that you did. Why? Because you're making money on that small one. If you're making money on that small one, Chazal said, you have to be mafresh the demai for that small one because you are making money on that. Right? Nothing to do with kids, this second opinion. Right? Even if it says that, you know, you have to be mafresh. If you usually have sa'av arova, but what do you mean? If you usually sell big, there aren't kids in there anyway. Doesn't matter, right? It goes by how much money you're making, and that's supported the second opinion of Rabbi La b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe tomorrow, next time, we'll start with some discussion of that sugya of the end of Yivamis, and then we will continue here with the last daf of the second parak of Maseches Demai. We'll stop here.